And welcome to Community Kitchen. We've been talking spices, and the next couple of weeks we're going to continue on with it because there's so many fantastic spices that we can use in our cooking. As you're aware, spices are the dried, and herbs are the fresh. So today, my favourite, and if you've ever listened to my cooking shows, you'll always hear that I do love cumin. It just has a really fantastic, like an earthy flavour. It's pungent, it's warm, and it really can be used in so many different cooking recipes. It's a dried ripe fruit of the cumin plant, related to the caraway, the aniseed, and coriander. It's very similar to coriander seed in size. The Greeks, ancient Greeks, used to use it as we use salt today, and the medieval English used, for superstitious reasons, stopped chicken and lovers from straying, apparently, which is quite interesting. But one of the recipes, and I use cumin in a lot of recipes, but this particular recipe I really enjoyed reading about, and I'm going to try it. I haven't yet. And it was mentioned in the Spice Market cookbook. It's a cauliflower phyllo roll, so you'll need about 8 sheets of phyllo and about 50 grams of melted butter. You're going to be making individual little rolls with 1 sheet, not stacking it as you usually would do. About 300 grams of pre-cooked cauliflower, a couple of teaspoons of roasted sesame seeds, two tablespoons of thick yogurt, about a tablespoon of toasted pine nuts, and about 50 grams of grated cheese, and a half a teaspoon of cumin, and a little bit more if you want. But you've pre-cooked the cauliflower, drained it, and you're going to mix all the ingredients together. Lay out 1 sheet of phyllo pastry, and you're going to end up with a piece about 4 inches inside, and you're going to grill that on top of the hot plate for about 3 to 4 minutes. And serve that as a really nice little snack or of a mezze platter, and absolutely delicious. But rolling it over, make sure that when you actually put the cauliflower mixture in, you're just going to keep folding it, fold it over like you would wrap a parcel. And you'll be buttering that as you go. Sprinkle with the sesame seeds at the end of it, because that's always delicious. And also, we're going to be talking about nigella today, so you could also use the nigella and fry that on the grill plate. Just delicious. And a nice warm way to enjoy. Another recipe which I think is known to everyone, and surprisingly, I can't believe how many children love hummus. But you soak your chickpeas in water for about 8 hours or overnight, about 220 grams of dried chickpeas, cover with cold water, then bring to the boil the next day, drain them, cover with cold water, bring to the boil for about 50 to 60 minutes or until tender. And drain, and reserve about 250 ml of that liquid, about a cup of the cooking liquid, because you're going to thin that out. But you put the chickpeas, oil, about 80 ml, garlic, 2 cloves, about 3 to 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of tahini, and a good tablespoon of hummus. And the mixture will look quite thick, and with the motor running, just add that little bit of reserved liquid, and that would be delicious. Actually, that would sit nicely alongside the cauliflower if you were doing a great little platter there, because it really is a delicious combination. And of course, chamoula. Now, chamoula is something that I think I've often shared on the radio show, because you can use it for a lot of things. Beautiful with grilled fish, lovely with any type of skewers, even over veggies. And all you're doing is using a combination of half a teaspoon of ground coriander, 3 teaspoons of ground cumin, 2 teaspoons of sweet paprika, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 4 garlic cloves, 2 large handfuls of parsley chopped, and 2 large handfuls of coriander leaves chopped, about 80 ml or a third of a cup of lemon juice, and about 125 ml of olive oil. Whiz all that together, and you can keep that in an airtight refrigerator for at least, well, I've done it for a week. Just be mindful, don't contaminate. I was very careful of that. If I'm going to be using something, make sure you don't use a spoon that you've already used to dip in there again, because you will contaminate it, and it does lessen the life of the tremolo or any sauce or any dip.